Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors, as well as me, helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. During the month of September, which is quickly coming to a close here, I've been focusing on the theme of I love my job. And the reason that I'm doing this is because this is my second career, not radio. That's probably my third or fourth career. But being a coach and counselor is my second career. And I had this big epiphany when I was 48 years old about what I was really supposed to be doing with my life. And since then, I have had so much joy and fulfillment in my career that I really want that for everybody. I know that it's possible no matter where you're at in your life. And so that's why I'm dedicating the month of September to sharing stories of other people who have discovered their ideal careers, as well as sharing some experts with you that can help you do the same. And a little later in the show, we'll be sharing some free resources that can help you start moving down that path if that is something that is calling to you right now. So later in the show, we're also going to be having some giveaways, both of services from my guest, who I'll be introducing in a moment, as well as a free laser coaching session with me. And during the show, feel free to call in with any questions for myself or for my guest. The phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. And you can also enter questions in the instant feedback box on transformationtalkradio.com, and I'll see those and we can answer those questions as well if that works better for you than calling in. So let's move right into meeting this week's guest. Do you sometimes wonder if you're in the right career? Do you feel dissatisfied in your job, but you don't know what you're really called to do? Today, I have Alicia Weinberg here to discuss how she discovered her own ideal career and went from working in corporate America to discover her calling as an acupuncturist and started her own unique practice helping people heal not only physically but emotionally. Alicia is an acupuncturist and energy healer in Seattle. Her unique style weaves together many modalities with a focus on anchoring shift in the body. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about the body part of it. And by the way, Alicia is my acupuncturist, so I have direct experience of this. And her skills have been learned over more than a decade and are woven together seamlessly to create truly transformative healings. Alicia herself is on a continuous path of healing and change, which truly enables her to have compassion and empathy for the journeys of her clients. Alicia is also a gifted writer, and she invites you to explore that yourself by following her blog posts. Let's welcome Alicia Weinberg to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Laura. It's nice to be here.
I'm really excited to have you here. As I just mentioned, Alicia is my acupuncturist, and that is part of how I know her. But I met Alicia originally through a group. What do you call it? Through HCPRN. It was a healthcare professionals referral network that she and I both belonged to, and we met doing that probably well over a year ago. It seems like it was in the summer. And then last year, towards the end of the year, I did a little series of interviews called I Love My Job and talked with Alicia then, which is why I want to have her on the show today, because her story is so interesting and so inspiring and unique, as each of our stories is unique and hopefully will resonate for some of you. Then after meeting with Alicia to talk about I Love My Job, I had this issue, a physical health issue, that I thought, well, why don't I try Alicia out and see how it works with acupuncture? And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But for now, I want to start by having Alicia share a little bit about her journey to become an acupuncturist and energy healer, because Alicia, I know that's not where you started out.
No, it's not. Oh, gosh. I know. It's. I feel like you ask me to open up Pandora's box every time you ask me this question.
Well, I'll try and we'll try and rein it in a little bit, because I want to make sure we have time to talk about what you do now and how great that is as well.
Well, you know, and I always love talking about the story, because I feel like one of the themes in my life anyway is being given the gift of actually being able to see the threads that kind of connect all of the different choices that I've made. You know, not always the best choices, but somehow when I look back, even those ones that were clearly, you know, quote unquote mistakes were absolutely essential. And corporate America is one of those mistakes for me, but perfectly important. I guess the way I like to always start is that my first introduction to acupuncture was when my sister was very young. She contracted shingles, which is very strange for a child. And she was in a lot of pain and she couldn't eat and it was awful. And someone suggested to my parents, this is back before anyone really knew about acupuncture, and someone suggested she get acupuncture, and they went. And I remember I was in the kitchen pacing back and forth the whole time she was gone. And she came back and she sat at the kitchen table and she started eating and she was laughing. And it was like I had my sister back. And I remember I said to my parents, I want acupuncture. And they said, no, you don't need acupuncture.
Well, now you probably have a different opinion about that. We all need it, right?
Well, yes, I do think we all can benefit from acupuncture for sure, but I did actually need it. I had horrible digestive problems when I was a kid, but they didn't know that that would be helpful. You know, they just, the education piece wasn't there back then. But then the next time that I had acupuncture sort of come up on my radar, I had been broken up with by my first love and it had been 2 years and I just couldn't heal. I just had this hole literally in my heart and I was so depressed and I just could not get on with my life. And someone suggested that I go see this acupuncturist. And I went. I had one treatment. This woman did something. I'm still not sure exactly what, because it was way before I was ever going to become an acupuncturist. But I remember she listened to me and then she put in a few needles and left the room. And this tear came like from my heart. I could feel this energy, and I wasn't sensitive to like woo-woo stuff back then, but it came up out of my heart. I remember it came up my throat, came into my face in this one burning hot tear. I thought I was going to have a burn mark scorching my face down as it went down and landed in my ear.
Wow!
And I took a deep breath, and it was like this one tear, this one rupture that wasn't leaving. It just healed. One treatment, my broken heart,
wow.
Cure. Yeah, it was a miracle because I was really in trouble.
So when you left there after that, you immediately felt good, fine?
I felt different. I mean, I was still sad because I definitely had parts of my life that I had let wilt over 2 years as I just lived a life of grief. But in general, I did. I felt ready to move on. I think that was the key.
Wow.
And then it would so happen I was doing these very tricky rollerblading moves trying to impress somebody. This is back, and fell really hard and ignored it, and then did it again and ignored it. And then it turns out that I broke my back. And that's not fun, you know?
Yeah, no, not at all.
And it was awful, and I couldn't get out of bed for a few months. And I was a starving artist back then. I guess I skipped over my first jump with corporate America, but basically I was working in corporate America, hated my life, quit, like not even with like a nice way, and got in my car and drove to Seattle. I was from Maryland, and I was going to become an artist. I was going to be a writer, a novelist. So anyway, after I broke my back and I was in Seattle, I realized I had nowhere to go except corporate America, because it's the place that takes you in, and it's really the only place where you can make a living, you know, if that's all you know. And so I went back and got a job, and I was having a really difficult time because I couldn't sit. And someone again recommended acupuncture, and I went and had a series of acupuncture appointments, which helped, you know, I have to say, for my back pain, not as much as my heart pain, but again, I end up being more resonant to a more energetic medicine. But again, it at least got me to start exploring other avenues for healing my back than just chronically popping pain pills and praying that it would go away. So we have all of these things going on, and then I again leave corporate America to work in the dot-com boom, and this is a very exciting time, and I end up interviewing this acupuncturist, and he was doing a different kind of acupuncture, and I was blown away. I started getting treatments from him, and after about a year, he looks at me and he says, you know, you're supposed to be practicing this medicine. And I fought him for a while on this until I realized that he was right. And it wasn't, it really took an entire lifetime of being exposed to so many different types of healing and the different ways that you can interact with one particular medicine. For me, it was acupuncture, to find out that it was actually the thing that my soul had been calling for since I was a kid.
And on that note, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, because that is a huge thought, that it's something that your soul was calling for, and we're going to have to take a break. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more with Alicia about, now that she'd woken up to this calling around acupuncture, what happened next. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and my guest today is Alicia Weinberg, who is talking with us about how she discovered her calling as an acupuncturist and healer, and we're going to learn about how she turned it into her ideal career. But before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact Alicia. So Alicia, could you share your contact info with our listeners?
Sure, and I just want to say, I love that bass beady thing you got to your little
me Laura. Too. I'm sitting here dancing in my chair. I love it.
Good one. Okay. People can reach me via my website at elishaweinberg.com, and that's ElishaWeinberg. The email and the phone number and everything are on there, but email is a great way to contact me, and that's healing@elishaweinberg.com. And then the phone number, I'll just give it. It's 206-498-2838.
Yeah. So if you're in the Seattle area, highly recommend Alicia. So let's go forward with the story about, so now you've discovered, oh, here's what I'm really supposed to be doing. Then what happened?
Well, and you know, I should take just one more minute on that, because the truth is, when you have been, you know, sort of faltering your entire life, going through life thinking that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but it never quite clicks exactly, and someone presents it to you, I like to think that what happens immediately is you just kind of slide right into that and say, yeah, of course that's what I'm supposed to do. But I happen to be one of the most stubborn people I've ever met. And so, you know, I remember first it was like, no way, I'm not going back to school. I already have two master's degrees, and no way, there's no way I could do that. I'm not smart enough. You know, every possible block came up until I just had to look at myself and say, what have you been doing? You know, there was a time where I just looked in the mirror and thought, isn't there something more to life than this? You know, isn't there something more? Right. And so at that point, I immediately picked the school that I wanted to go to. It's a very small school in Seattle that's one of the best in the world, actually. I think it's one of the best in the world.
Is that Bastyr? Did you go to Bastyr?
No, it's SIOM. It's the Seattle Institute of Internal Medicine. And it's really an amazing school with an unbelievable, unmatched education. Anyway, it was a very difficult 3 years because, you know, what they were teaching is to be a Chinese medical practitioner. And I knew I wanted to do acupuncture, but it just wasn't, again, it was this thing that wasn't clicking for me. And everybody else seemed to be loving everything. And I just was kind of miserable. And here I'm starting to think I'm like a permanently miserable person, you know? And then here's what happened. Our last class in school, this is after I had taken my board exam, so I was now going to be nationally certified, and I had taken all of my exams to get out of school, so I was completely done, and they had forgotten to give us one class. This is why sometimes I think life is just for me, and everybody else is just like, They forgot to give us this one class. So we go for the weekend and we're taking this class from this woman, and she's talking da 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 da, and you do these points, and then she starts talking about the energy that's created in these channels that do not lie on the body. Okay, I don't know how much everybody here knows about acupuncture, but there are 12 main channels that run through the body. But then there are some channels, these special channels, that kind of don't lie on the body. And that never really got talked about. And now I see why, or saw why. I raised my hand and I said to this woman, are you trying to say that we can put needles on the body and directly affect the aura? And she said, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. And I said, but wait a minute. These channels, we've already admitted, do not lie on the body. And you're telling me that if I needle on the body, I can affect them. And she's like, yeah, but no. And I felt like $1 million. It was like this darkness that had kind of been clouding over me for 3 years. And, you know, make that 30 years prior to that.
Right.
Just kind of cracked. And this light just shone out. And I all of a sudden knew what it meant to be on track, like in your light, in your purpose, on the road to exactly what I was supposed to be doing. Because this was the piece that if I had learned while I was in school, I never would have been able to complete the education, because everything that I learned about Chinese medicine changed in that moment. And my entire practice for the past 9 years has been understanding more fully about these channels that lie off of our body and how I can directly affect the physical existence here by manipulating these channels that aren't actually on our body. And that's where my medicine comes in. And you know, we all have a different purpose. Some people do need acupuncture that is straight traditional Chinese medicine and is an amazing medicine. I mean, you know, you don't get to be around for over 3,000 years for no reason.
Right, right.
But that's just not the box that I happen to find myself in, which, you know, life would be a lot easier if that were true, because it's a lot easier to have 3,000 years of experience behind you when you say what you do. But then again, I wouldn't have been walking in my truth, which is in this very different direction.
So I'm curious for you. So it wasn't until you were at the very, very end of this long path of school, during which time it sounds like you didn't even really feel like this is something you wanted to be doing. So it wasn't until the very end of that that you had this wake up. And so during that time when you were going to school, those 3 years, what were you telling yourself about why you were continuing and what kept you going with it?
Well, this is the funniest thing of all. I used to be married, and we were actually, before I went back to school, supposed to be married, and then I was going to get pregnant. And so I decided to go back to school 2 weeks before our wedding. And I said, do you mind if I totally change what we were planning on doing? And I don't think that I want to have a kid yet. Like, I'd like to go finish this program first and then I can get pregnant. And he said, okay, whatever you want to do, because he's a lovely man. No longer my husband, still a lovely man. And the entire time I was in school, and I wanted to quit about 3 billion times, I kept thinking about my daughter and that I was doing this for her and that I wanted to be able to heal my children. And that is what kept me in school, honestly. And I still have no children. I mean, I think the children are my practice and, you know, and the energies that I get to create within there. But if I didn't have that thought in my head about treating my children, I never would have finished school.
Wow. You know, I mean, I think it's so good for people to hear this, because even when we're on the right path, sometimes it doesn't feel like that. And there are things that keep us going down that right road that when we look back, we laugh about it, right? It's like, oh, this is so funny, because it was so not what was going on.
And it was so real, Laura. I mean, I could see my daughter like in a bubble above my head going, you can do it, Mom. You know, like this whole, I created this whole fantasy world about this child that I would, you know, have. So yeah, there are no mistakes. I mean, there are no mistakes as long as you keep moving forward. And I always tell my patients, it's just one small step And that's all it takes. One small step leads you to another small step, which leads you to another small step. And you look back and you've gone so far, and it's just these little tiny steps, and miracles happen.
So when you look back now and you see that, you know, you see your path to get here, and I totally agree that miracles do happen and synchronicity happens. And how do you explain the fact, well, I guess that you already did, so maybe I won't ask that question. I was going to say, because you said that if you had had this discovery before you had finished the 3 years of school, that you would have been off doing something else and would never have finished that education.
It's totally true. But yeah. I would have found other ways. You know, I probably would have ended up going and doing Reiki or something, and then wanting to learn more, and then would have found myself looking back at acupuncture again. I happened to be in a place where I got to go the most direct route. Well, who would call that direct? But
yeah. Not so much. So then what I want to know is, once you had this awakening around really what your purpose was and what you were supposed to be doing, were there times after that that then you started questioning, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yes, probably 30 times a week.
Okay. And how do you deal with that then?
Well, the truth is, when I think, is there something else that I should be doing? Or even, is there something else that I'd like to be doing? Nothing comes up. I mean, I have literally a blank screen, and I am a pretty intuitive, you know, and visually, like, you know, person. I can see things, and I get nothing. And so I had to just trust, and I would, you know, throw some tarot cards and shift and do my own advice. Take one small step, do one small thing differently, and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's amazingly time to go to a break again. Time flies by so fast when we're having these conversations, and it's so interesting to me. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. When we come back, Alicia's going to explain to us ways she uses acupuncture along with her own inner wisdom to help people heal. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, and I have Alicia Weinberg here with me today talking about how acupuncture can help you heal not only physically but emotionally. Before we learn more about Alicia's practice, Alicia has a special for listeners in the Seattle area that she'd like to share. So, Alicia, you want to tell the listeners about that?
Gosh, Laura, I forget what I wrote you. I was offered this huge discount on a first office call, and I can't remember how huge I made it.
You were offering a huge. Yeah. And I don't remember what. Is it normally $250, and you said it would be $150?
I think that was it. Yeah. Yeah. $100 off, which I think is awesome. And I'm happy to do it, actually, because I just love getting my hands on new people.
And I will, as a client of Alicia's, I've had this first appointment. And so the first appointment is costs more than the follow-on appointments because she sits down and really spends a lot of time with you understanding what it is that you need and how she can help. So keep that in mind. If you're in the Seattle area and you like what you're hearing about Alicia, then you get that $100 off on a first initial visit. So let's move into talking a little bit about your practice and where you focus and maybe how you're different than a lot of acupuncturists.
Well, you know, it's funny. I hadn't thought of this in a while, and you just mentioned what you said. And one thing that I remember from school was there was one of the doctors, a Chinese man, who said that you should never listen to a patient because they lie. You should look at what's real, their pulse and their tongue and their abdomen. And I just remember feeling this huge discord in my body that was like a complete and total untruth. And so one thing that I love about my practice is that first office call, really listening. And I think what people say is extremely important because it lets me sort of see exactly where they are in their path of healing, in their process of this, you know, function of whatever's happening for them. But I would love to talk about what makes me different because I happen to be a huge fan of the work that I do. I just think it's really, really unique and special, and I feel so honored to be able to do it. So here's how I see the body. I see that the body has physical parts, right? And there are lots of modalities that work phenomenally in working on that physical realm, you know, massage and chiropractic, and there's Rolfing and Soma, and they can work on making the body functionally better. And acupuncture does this as well. But where I like to think that I come in is that outside of that bubble, there is this more spiritual, emotional bubble. And in this bubble, we hold all of our life experiences, and we hold our emotions towards what's happened to us in our lives. You hurt your back. There was an emotion that came up with that. If that emotion doesn't get addressed, the back pain can only go away for so long. And then every time that you feel that emotion that triggered the back pain, you're going to re-trigger your back pain. And this is real. I mean, and it's a phenomenon I'm becoming more and more fascinated by the deeper that I dive into this sort of work. But what I like to do, or I should say what I get to do, is using a variety of modalities, from craniosacral to tuning forks to sacred medicine to even reading tarot cards, which I love to do, to all of the different energy medicines that I've been learning over the past decade or more. We get to look at basically where in time in your auric system are these memories lodged. And then in what way are they being sort of corded onto your body? And then how can we release these memories, integrate them in a healthy way, and then release them in the way that's causing discomfort and bring you back into whole? And so even if people have like a chronic pain problem, I may actually send them for a few visits to an acupuncturist that's going to work purely on their physical, because sometimes that level needs to be cleared, and I'm not really the best person to necessarily do that because the work that I do is so much deeper than that. I mean, you know, Laura, there's like what we talked about with your stuff. I mean, there's this ability to look into memories and where they're lodged in the body and release them in this beautiful way. And then the acupuncture becomes about anchoring energy in the body instead of just balancing and moving chi. I can now use it in completely unique ways. I don't know if anybody ever saw the movie Garden State. Did you ever see that movie, Laura?
No, I didn't.
I highly recommend it. But there's the scene. Lead characters has this, she says, you know, have you ever wanted to have this completely unique moment in time? And she does this dance. She said, see, nobody has ever done this dance with this sound in this space. It was a completely unique moment. And this is how I look at acupuncture points now, because I know what they do from a TCM point of view. But sometimes I can see this exact point that has all of this energy anchored into it. And by putting a needle in, I can anchor this new change and release this old sensation, and it's a completely different point. I mean, it could be different every single time.
Oh, interesting.
And it's fascinating. And so, yes, there's a ton of intuition, and there's a ton of guidance that I get from spirit and from everybody's guides that come in to assist. And it's really just an absolute joy. This goes back to the first segment of the interview. I can't believe I get to do this. I mean, it is so fun, and it's rewarding, and people feel better, and they're happier, and they're getting closer to their purpose and passion in life. And, you know, oh.
And Alicia, I so totally relate to that for what I do, which I do something completely different than you do. But that's the feeling that I was trying to talk about at the beginning of the show that I want for everybody, where you do wake up every day and you go, I can't believe I get to do this. And it's so exciting to see your clients progress and be happier in their lives and be healthier in their lives. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's like, I wake up in the morning and, you know I used to wake up and the alarm would go off and I'd be like, I can't believe I have to get out of bed. And now I wake up and first of all, I have an awesome song that goes off on my phone. And then I like immediately go to my calendar and see who I get to see that day. And it's like, I get to see this person and this person. And then, you know, who needs coffee? It's like, it's wonderful.
Well, you know, I'd like to share briefly my story of why I started seeing you. It's not why I continue to see you, because that is resolved. But I feel like it was so transformative for me. I want the listeners to hear about it. And when I first went to see Alicia was in November, first part of December last year. And I had a chronic cough that I had for could not tell you how many years, for as long as I could remember. And in the fall of last year, it started getting worse. And, you know, I'd been through all this stuff about allergies and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And nothing, you know, there was nothing wrong with me. Well, when I went to see Alicia, she told me that, you know, this, and it was this dry, raspy cough. It wasn't down in my lungs. So it was In the throat. So it was the throat chakra. And I'm sure there's, what is it, the fifth chakra? Is that which the number? Yeah. And that it was about not speaking my truth. And I had had maybe three or four weeks earlier this huge awakening around authenticity. And it was so directly related to not speaking my truth, that now that I was in this place of really valuing and honoring my authenticity, I had to start speaking my truth. And so what happened was that we did a number of treatments, and over a period of probably 6 weeks, it really pretty much went away. And in addition to the treatments, Alicia had me doing homework assignments, things around speaking my truth when maybe I would choose not to say something. So that was my initial experience, and really it was transformative to me. So Alicia, when you say transformative healing, I totally agree. It's transformative.
And you, I mean, not that we're just sitting here and pat each other's backs, but Laura, you're just such a beautiful client because you work so hard. I mean, you really, really work hard, and you continue to, and you are, you astound me. So thank you for being you.
Well, thank you. And I guess that is the positive side of being a perfectionist, that I'm conditioned to do that.
Oh, bless your heart.
And so what I've been doing with Alicia since then really is more working on emotional sorts of issues. And it really is amazing to me how doing an hour-long treatment can shift me emotionally. And so I highly, highly recommend it, especially if, you know, you've tried various more conventional sorts of things to deal with emotional things that you feel stuck. You know, definitely trying something different.
Different is sometimes very good.
Yeah, absolutely it is. So we're coming up on a break, and we're going to be saying goodbye to Alicia after the break. So I want to make sure that our listeners have your contact info, Alicia. So could you give that again?
Sure. The web address is elishaweinberg.com, ElishaWeinberg. And the email address and the phone are on there, but the email is healing@elishaweinberg.com. And the phone is 206-498-2838.
Thank you so much for being here, Alicia. I've really had so much fun talking to you. I can't believe it. We're almost done with the show. It has really been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. And you're doing such a good job. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to hear that, too. So we're going to go to break. This is Laura Longley with Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. And after our break, we're going to come back, and you'll have a chance to win a free 30-minute laser coaching session with me. So stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.bluehairandwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, and today we've been talking with Alicia Weinberg about how she discovered her ideal career and also about her practice as an acupuncturist and energy healer. Now I want to share with you some resources that can help you discover your own life purpose and ideal career and also the tip of the week. But before I do, I'd like to give away a free 30-minute laser coaching session with me to the first caller at 800-930-2819. And if you have career issues you want to discuss or any other issues in your life, they don't have to be about career, would love to do a free 30-minute laser coaching session with you. So first caller at 800-930-2819. And I'd also like to remind you of Alicia's special for those in the Seattle area, $100 off their first visit to her. Well, one of the things that Alicia mentioned was tarot and how much she loves tarot. And Alicia turned me on to tarot at my birthday this year. My birthday is the beginning of June, and it just so happened that I had gone to see Alicia on my birthday for a treatment. And so since it was my birthday, she did this little thing with me where we figured out what tarot archetype was mine for the coming year. And so I've gotten really interested in tarot since then. It came up for me in a couple of other ways in the week following that. And tonight I'm doing a little, it's not even a talk, it's a workshop, or, and that's even too formal of a name for it, at Seattle Unity Church. There's a Goddess Within group, and in the Goddess group each month they learn about something. And so this week I'm teaching them about tarot and how you can use the archetypes to help you better understand your life. So for those of you who are in the Seattle area and who are women, because it is the Goddess group, so I'm sorry, men, you can't come to this one. If you'd like to come tonight, it's at the Seattle Unity Church, which is in South Lake Union. You can go on the website, just Google Seattle Unity Church and find the location of the church. It starts at 6 o'clock. There's a potluck to begin with, and then at 6:30 we begin actually doing the little workshop. So if any of you are free tonight and you're interested in tarot, I would really love to see you there. And I mentioned that I was going to share with you where you could find a few resources as well. And on my host page on transformationtalknetwork.com, I guess it's actually transformationtalkradio.com. Sorry about that. If you go to my host page and you scroll to the bottom, you'll see there's a section for resources. And there are a couple of things that I have there at the moment. One is a video around discovering your ideal career. The other is information about Free Webinar Wednesday. And this week, Free Webinar Wednesday, our topic is going to be what is success. And talking about what success is important because our definition of success is what drives our choices in life. And a lot of times we're really unconscious about how we define success. And so getting clear on how you define it so that you can make sure that that's really the definition that you want, that's what we'll be talking about on tomorrow's Free Webinar Wednesday. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And again, if you go to my host page, go to resources, you'll see where to sign up for that. I want to move on to talking about the tip of the week. And I'm kind of torn about what I want to give as my tip of the week this time, because what I had originally been had planned to talk about for my tip of the week was a tip on getting unstuck. And it is relevant to what we were talking about today with Alicia. But I want to start with a different tip of the week. And if I have time, I'll give you two tips this week, so you'll get a bonus. What I want to talk about instead is about being in our bodies and how integrating our mind with our thoughts, with our bodies, helps us be able to deal with our emotions better. And this has been up for me a lot in the past week or two. I have been doing a lot of work myself on trying to be more present in my body, and by that I mean paying attention to what's happening and what my physical feelings and sensations are, because I tend to be in my head a lot. And once I identified myself as a highly sensitive person about a month ago, I realized that I get all this static when I'm in my head, and it makes me get scattered and unfocused. And my therapist taught me a technique for being more in my body, which helps me be calmer and more focused. And so it's really been on my mind for that reason. But in addition to that, talking with Alicia and remembering this physical problem that I had with this chronic cough that led me to go and see Alicia in the first place, and how it turned out that it really was related to an emotional issue. That brings up again for me the importance of paying attention to what our body is saying to us and trying to understand what it means and what is the message that really is telling us that we need to do something a little bit different, that there's something off or something not quite right. And so paying attention to our bodies, and since I've really been in that space of really trying to pay attention, and this has been over the last three weeks that this has been my focus, I've had lots of reminders about how I'm really not in my body very much. And for me, one that came up yesterday that I loved because it was such a direct message. I do meditation every morning, and I was meditating. Well, I thought I was meditating. Really, my mind was spinning. And what happened was that I started getting a twitch in my arm. My left upper arm started twitching. And I've learned that when something like that happens, I ask, what is this? So I said, what is this? What's this twitch about? And the message that came into my mind immediately was, you're not in your body. So it was my body getting my attention. And as soon as I shifted, I realized that my brain was just spinning 100 miles an hour. As soon as I shifted to paying attention to my body again, that twitch went away and it did not come back. That was maybe 10 minutes into a 30-minute meditation. So I have lots of evidence that your body will give you great and important and relevant messages if you will only pay attention. And I certainly know that it is difficult for many of us to get into our bodies, that there are lots of things that have gone into in our lives that make us not want to be in our bodies. But I'm just putting out there that this is one way of looking at things differently than you maybe have in the past that might help you move forward. And a resource in this area that I have used for many years, I would say probably more than 25 years, is Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And what this is Louise Hay came up with all of these connections between certain parts of the body and certain ailments of the body and emotional stuckness, ways that we're stuck emotionally that are related to that particular issue. And if I had looked at it about this cough, it was about not feeling listened to. So, you know, so what she's got going on there really relates, but I've used her book a lot. So she has affirmations that you do for each one of these. And so I highly recommend Louise's book. Now, that's my tip for the week. Didn't have time to come up with the second one. So sorry you didn't get the bonus tip of the week there. But let's wrap up for this week. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website on blueheronwisdom.com and all my contact info is there. And you can also sign up for my semi-monthly newsletter where you'll find out everything that's going on with Blue Heron Wisdom. I want to thank my guest, Alicia Weinberg, for sharing her story with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time, as I always do. The hour just flew by, and I hope that you found something of use that you can take away. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Next week, I will be sharing my own story of discovering my ideal career and giving you tips that you can use yourself to start down that path if you think that you need a change in that regard. So have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.